views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I'm so excited today because we are here with the amazing Katrina Boss. We're going to talk about one of her first books that I love because we're going to have her back again to talk about the second one. The first one we're going to talk about today is What If You Could Skip the Cancer? Incredible. And then the second one, which I am almost through loving it, is her technical. But she is a coach. She's a teacher. She's healed her world. She is, I hate that term spirit junkie, but she's so connected to God and what spirit's telling her that she lives her life that way. And I can't tell you how excited I am for you to learn her journey, hear how she went about creating transformation in her life, because she's getting ready to embark on another incredible journey, which you're going to love to hear this. I just got chills before we got on and covered in goosebumps. So welcome, Katrina. I'm so glad to have you here today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
I've read your book a couple of times. I've given it to a countless number of people. I absolutely love it. It has transformed people's lives just by off this page. But one of the things that I wanted to start with today is what was your aha moment that started you to wake up and knew that your life had to start to change?
You know, it's funny, like when I was young, I was always sort of into it. You know, even when everyone else was just, you know, just living life. I was like 14 reading, you know, these little magazines I would find, and I would learn how to do shiatsu on people and things, you know, in the 70s and 80s when no one was doing that. But it was all just a theory. It was all just easy stuff. And it wasn't until 1999 when I got sick, when I had breast lumps, which is the core of the story there, that the rubber really hit the road. You know, now suddenly I had small children. My mom had just died 4 years before of cancer. Her mama died cancer. Everyone was gone. And suddenly it was like, okay, like, is this just an idea? Or are you willing to actually try this? And the truth is, people often say, so I didn't go the medicine way, not that there's anything wrong with that. But for my family, it hadn't helped anyone yet. Everyone had passed. So for me, that was the real wake up. It was almost a case of, people often say, you know, wow, that's so courageous, or just crazy, totally nuts. But, you know, that you didn't take the medicine way because cancer was such a big deal, but no one had lived yet. So it actually was sort of that was the leap of faith that said, there's got to be another way. And of course, as serendipity would happen, a guru appeared in my life. That he hates being called a guru, but
everyone does.
Right. And he appeared and he helped me understand what was really, really killing the women in our family, and understanding what was being passed on from mother to daughter. And of course I have daughters and my sisters have daughters. And at some point we had to, change.
Look at it differently. And you know, one of the reasons I really love the story and how you put it together in your journey is it's not only about cleansing and cleaning in terms of physical things you've had to do in your body. That's like none. It was about so much of connection and inner journey and inner exploration and reconnecting. The biggest thing in there is reconnecting with who you were. Like it was like, and many of us have been there, but we forget who we are. We think everything is external, and you really made it easy for people to understand how to reconnect with themselves. And one of the things that I actually wrote this down as a point that I love, and you touched on it, so I'm going to jump into it, is I recently heard Dr. Bruce Lipton talk about how only 2% of our illnesses are linked to genetic coding and inheritance. And you talk about this in your book and, you know, what where that's linked to. And what was your moment of that realization? Like, just, I know you had mentioned that, okay, nothing's working for your parents or the women in your family. And here you are today, all these years later, healthy and thriving and living this beautiful life guided by spirit. And so that must have been a pretty big epiphany that, wait a minute, this isn't within me. It's not external food. It's not external places and genetics and inheritance.
I think the big aha moment was when I realized that I was lying to myself. For me and so many people, it's not about lying to people about always trying to look good and trying to be superwoman. We genuinely don't want to burden people with our problems. Correct. We don't want to feel ungrateful for our lives. Like, so all of a sudden, you know, we have a roof over our head, we have a family, we have friends, we have food. How can we possibly complain that this one thing isn't working? And so all of a sudden we say, oh, well, if 60% of our life is fine, then, well, we just work through the 40%. And I think historically that was okay because we were in war or famine or struggle or illness or grief. So we didn't expect to actually even be able to feel 100% awesome. And so for me, it was the moment when I actually, that I talk about in my book, when I thought I was going to die. Like, I really felt this awareness that I was going to die.
And you surrendered to that in your book. You talk about how you totally had to surrender.
Because in the dark of the night, I was given the choice to stay or leave. And I actually thought about leaving. Yeah. And at that point in my life, I was telling myself that I loved my life, that I had a great life, that I had it all together, that I was enjoying motherhood. I was enjoying marriage. I was enjoying being a farmer. I was enjoying, and I had everything to be thankful for. And when I realized that I was actually considering slipping out the back door, that was that truth that went, you are lying to yourself.
Yeah.
This is where the brain, and because, so, you know, a big journey for me was from the brain to the heart or from the brain to spirit, however you understand that, because our brains, we've been taught that our brains can figure out everything. And we're taught this all the way through education because the brain will get you the A, the brain will get you into the right university. So it's deep training that says, oh, no, just trust the brain. And so for me to actually be able to say, I'm going to make a decision that I can't explain to anyone. I can't justify it. It may make no sense for anyone else. But it's like we forget why we're here. It's like this soul was born. Why in the world does this soul have to agree with anyone else?
Yeah.
You know, one day we die. Like, we don't understand how precious, and we just only have so much time. Why wouldn't we make the choices, even if they're crazy choices, even if they're just, you know, it's like we have this idea that, you know, the Buddha once said, you know, the problem is they think they have time.
Yes. Yeah. Agree 100%. And what I like about what you're saying is I like to always use that analogy of, you know, we always say birth is such a miracle, right? It's a miracle of life. Look at this baby. And then people forget it's a miracle. It's like, okay, well, this baby was born and nobody did anything. It just created itself while the mother ate and, you know, gave it some oxygen, but it really developed. And then we forget about that. And I love how you touched on the brain. And I would say the mental, the mind's like that virus, right? But you're right. There's so much conditioning that if we don't do this and this and this, like steps, right, in life, it's like all these little systems. So to break out of that and connect into that soul blueprint, because we don't have much time. We don't.
And that the brain is awesome. Like, my brain can do web design and business plans and drive cars and do awesome things and figure out how to use Zoom and stuff. Like, it can do awesome things, right? But the key is it can't make decisions. Like, it just can't guide us on our path, because we're more than our bodies and we're more than our minds. And we actually, there's a fun path out there for each of us, but our brains have said, oh, no. Here's the formula. And if I stay in this formula, I'll be safe and I'll be happy and no one can judge me and I'll be okay. And I don't have to answer to anybody. And it's this weird, like, flying under the radar of life thing that it is a little bit weird. Like, even, you know, people are always asking me my whole life. I think the thing about almost dying too helps, because you kind of get into this, wow, I actually could die.
been there. Yeah. Right? Like, it wakes you up.
So suddenly
everyone should have that one near death experience or close to it. They may look at their life a lot differently. Yeah.
You know, so suddenly whether you eat the chocolate isn't really that big a deal. Like it really like eat the chocolate. Like just get on with your life. Like don't.
Well,
don't
and that's a really good point because you were talking earlier about the lie when you looked and said, okay, I was farming. I love being married. I love having kids. And I've been there. I so 100% can resonate with that. And how many people are out there listening that I always say in truth, you really want that? Like in truth, they're lying to have this perception, whether it's on a social media look or whether it's, you know, their friends or their colleagues or their family, they don't want them to know the truth that they're actually dying inside.
And the funny thing is, you know what? I loved being married and I loved my children and I loved that, but it was how I was acting within it that was the problem. I was lying within the structure. It's not that you throw everything away, which is really the core of the book is how do you change and not lose everything?
Yes, yes, yes. And how do you know too when it is time to let certain things go in your life and come back to who you are? Because one of the things I see a lot is people do throw everybody and everything out, especially when they go on a spiritual journey. They're like, oh, you're all toxic. I'll get rid of you. Rather than seeing how can you change? How can you move? How can you bring this new space in? So I see we have to get ready to go to commercial break here, but I want people to know, one, how can they find you? Where can they get this book? And I'm telling everybody out there, you want to read this. This will transform your life off the pages. And I'm very picky on what I read, and you know that. I am very connected to that hand of God. And this literally has, I like to say, the anointing. There are things that'll jump off this page that'll literally start to transform your cells. So I want to know, one, where they can get a hold of you. And two, when we come back, I want to talk about something in your book about letting go of control, expectations, and outcomes. So where can they find you?
So the best place is at my website, katrinaboss.ca. And I'm on Facebook as well. And the book is available everywhere on Amazon Chapters, everywhere. And it's in paperback, ebook, and now in audiobook.
Oh, I love audiobooks. You can listen to it in your car. What do I always say, guys? Get good things playing in your car when you're sitting in that traffic. This is the kind of stuff you want to listen to because this will transform you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break to talk more with Katrina Boss.
Awesome.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, I'm Tracy L. and welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. We are here with the amazing Katrina. And, you know, before we went to break, if you got a chance to really understand what she was talking about, a copy of her book, What If You Could Skip the Cancer, you want a copy of this. Trust me, it will transform your life. So before we left, we were talking about, you know, one of the other pieces that I really love, because people have a hard time with this in society, is letting go of control in order to make the change, the battle between the head and the heart. Because control, as much as people tell us they're not in control or they feel out of control, everything that has, you know, around this. This is something I would love you to explain more of how you found the challenges, because we all have to learn to let go and trust, right? And let go of that control and how you did it. And how would you recommend a tip for somebody else if they're really just kind of going, struggling, because there's a lot of people with sickness, illness, disease struggling, which even if it's not even cancer, this book will transform whatever you're struggling with. So what was your process on letting go of the control, reconciling with that? And what would be a tip that you could give to the people listening of how they could really use something to let go and trust and not have to be in control of everything?
So I think there's a couple of things. Like, one, the idea of listening for guidance, listening for, you know, divine guidance, intuition, however you hear that, is we've often in society, we've sort of been controlled by the outside, you know, whether it's through governments or through, you know, radical religious leaders or whatever. So there's a deep kind of almost an inner distrust of any external, anything telling us what to do. So we maintain a, no, I have thoughts. I don't want you to tell me what to do. So yeah. What I really felt that inside of me when I was told, like by my teacher, to relinquish that and actually turn my brain off and listen within and follow that, I realized that and again, when we talk about God, the divine, all that kind of thing, we're talking about something we can't understand. So they're just words.
Correct.
We just have to just, those are the words I'm going to use. But
yes,
it's the difference between imagining that God up in the clouds that's telling you what to do, that you are just a peon being told what to do, da da da, as opposed to like Tantra, and how the Tantra really fits in is that, again, we don't understand this, but the words we try, so that we are both divine and physical.
Yes.
It's not an external power telling us, it's actually us. We are, so that it's not about listening to an external divine guidance.
Correct.
It's about hearing the internal wisdom when we connect into who we are. And that is the relinquish. It's not a, so it's relinquishing our own brain, which is trying its best to keep us out of trouble, right?
Yes.
It's trying its best. But the truth is, so the other piece about the expectations and all that is that divinity is a oneness. It's not like we're living here, and I apologize for the weird words, but we live in this space-time continuum, this duality, left, right, up, down, right, wrong, la, la, la.
Yeah.
But divinity isn't like that. It's just a oneness. And so it's omnipotent. It's omniscient.
Yes.
Which makes no sense to us. We're like, how can you be everywhere? How can we all be one? Like, it doesn't actually make any sense unless
you're in that. We're not even brought that really in until we start to go on that exploration.
And it's not our life here in three dimensions. Like, we are here living. Like, I am not you. You truly are a different being, and I'm a different being, which is why this is fun to hang out, which is why we're here, right? If we're all just one, we're all just sitting there chilling, right?
It's being the same, looking the same, everything's the same.
Like, it's boring. So this is more fun.
Yes.
So when you access that divine part inside and you actually listen, you're now accessing infinity, which is beyond our understanding. So all of a sudden now, in every step, when we listen inside, okay, when we listen to our brain, there's a limited number of possibilities.
Yes.
You know, I can either do this or I can do this. If we're lucky, we get beyond two things. You know, I leave or I go.
Yes.
Well, actually, there's another 4,000 options.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. In our brain might be able to bring up four or five more options if we're lucky, or a few friends might give some possible suggestions.
Yeah.
But when we access this inside, you now have infinite possibilities. So in every single step of our lives, you listen inside and a little voice says, how about this? And you're like,
yeah,
but the key is to go, but why not?
Why not? And that's that unlimited. When people say it's unlimited, like all limitations are removed. And it's so hard for people to really understand that, because one of the things I do love you say is, and I hear this from people all the time, you've probably heard this too, they're like, but Tracy, I'm waiting to hear this big voice. And I'm like, what are you waiting for? They're like, they're waiting for their version of God to come down and say, Katrina, do this. You know, like they're waiting for this. And I'm like, that's not what we're waiting for, you know? And you've hit it so accurately and beautifully about that innate intelligence that's inside of us when we listen. And it's almost, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you do really connect direct to that, I say hand of God, and you're really connecting to God directly of that love, it's like everything else just drops off. All the noise drops off. All the challenges drop off. And the answers, like you say, come. And what would be your suggestion to someone when they're trying to just really, for a lot of people, they're busy, right? They're running around. They're so busy, they don't even know what's going on inside. For somebody that says, I really need to find a way to connect, what would you suggest to that person to say? To start to listen inside. I know there's so many ways, but something that might be, that you would say.
The way my teacher described it, and I talk about it in the book, is that,
yes,
that there's only two primary emotions, happy and sad.
Yes.
So someone says something to you and immediately your heart lifts and you go, oh, or it goes, oh. Right? Yeah. It's one or the other. And beyond that, our brain gets involved and creates disappointment and da-da-da. And we create all these, every other emotion that we can name. But the first two are happy and sad. Yeah. And that's the key, that's the thing to play with. Because the truth is, as human beings, we're actually, in this world, we're binary.
Yes.
We're yes or no. That actually is where we are.
Yes.
You know, whether there may be 1,000 choices, but each choice is a yes, no choice.
Yeah.
So in every moment, okay, so one application, like for me, was raising my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky because I got sick when my kids were very, very small. So they were only like 2 and 4 when I got sick. So the interesting thing is I would always look at these little creatures and I would think, oh my God, like look at these little infinite beings. How could this brain ever come up with the answers to guide them in their lives? I don't even know what I'm doing in my life. What could I possibly say of any intelligence to these little creatures that I don't even know what their karmic life path is? I don't know anything about them. So I was quite blown away. So then when I got sick, before I got sick, I would just run around them. I would just be like, oh, is that what you need? 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 I would just try to be the best mom ever, right? And then I sorry, someone's walking by. It's very
good.
And so then after I was sick, it was all about listening inside for my own self. So then all of a sudden the kids would come along and they're like, Mom, can we do this? And it could be anything. It could be, can I go to my friend's house? It could be, can I have a cookie? It can be, it's all the little things that matter. And so I would sit there and inside, I already had an answer.
Yeah.
There was and not in my brain, because I read a book that said kids shouldn't eat cookies.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like a real heartfelt, you know. So I would sit, and my kids were used to me being weird now because I'd gone through this massive crisis, right? And when you go through crisis, everyone kind of holds their breath until hopefully things get back to normal. Mm. But things never really got back to normal. Things got back to something else.
Yeah.
So I would sit there and I would think, or I would pray and I would ask and I'd be like, yes or no. And I'd look at them and I'd say, the answer's no. And they go, why? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But when I pray and I ask, and here's the funny thing is, truth, everyone knows the truth.
They do. I guarantee. Yeah.
The kids knew the truth when they asked.
Yeah.
They actually knew as they were walking up, they knew whether I was going to say yes or no.
Yeah.
They were just hopeful, because kids are eternal optimists, mm-hmm. that maybe mom will be off her game and we'll get the cookie or whatever it is.
Maybe we'll get the whole bag of cookies today.
Yeah. Right? So when I actually, but the interesting thing, as much as it was uncomfortable at the beginning, because of course, kids don't want to be thwarted. Neither do I. Yeah. None of us do.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning, it was a little uncomfortable because they'd be like, but, and I'd be like, I'm sorry. And they'd walk away. And I believe that it actually created a real trust in them, because they knew that no matter what, I was going to trust the truth and I was going to speak the truth. And later, and I know we've got a break, but my kids are in their 20s now. And my daughter said to me about a month ago, she says, you know, mom, you were the most annoying mom in the whole world. And she said, and, you know, she was laughing, but she said, because you were always right.
Yeah.
But she goes, it wasn't that you always had to be right. You actually were right. And I knew it. So again, eventually the kids stopped asking. It's almost like I always say that we didn't fight, because they stopped asking because they knew the answer before it started. And it's all of a sudden, everyone's just living in this interesting truth space.
And with truth,
there's no control, there's nothing.
No, and also the correct too is, there is a yes or no. I always say a maybe is a no. Sometimes a guess maybe you can go, but usually it's your brain trying to find something else, right? And the more that people walk in that truth. I love what you said about your children. My kids have said a similar thing. Don't lie to my mom, she'll know. It's like, yeah. That. Okay, she'll pick it up. But it's such a new way of parenting as well, when you look at children, to be able to give them this way of, we all do know what the answer is. It's almost like we're so conditioned to create stories and drama and everything else that comes in before that. So,
and it's simpler. Like, it's, we've made it, the brain makes it very, very complex.
Yeah.
We just take every decision far too seriously.
We do. So before we're going to take a break. I want to also get back when we come back from break to talk more with you about the new things that are coming and unfolding in your life and that transformation, because it's beautiful. And I really believe that people are going to just love knowing where your next journey is taking you. You've got to stay tuned for this. So before we go to break, can you let us know, where can they find you again? Where can people get a hold of you to follow your journeys that are coming and learn more about you and why you're doing the mission that you've chosen? Because it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. KatrinaBoss.ca is the best place. And it's funny actually, because the book, and not like it's a big thing for the book, yeah, but it really actually does define sort of that journey from who I once was to, yeah, oh, is this how we live intuitively and happily? And yeah, and it's a very, it's, I don't know, you read the book and you go, oh, wow, I really know you.
So when we come back from the break, you just said that I can't wait till we can discuss more about living intuitively versus living from the brain.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tracy L, here with Katrina Voss. We have been having a great show, so I'm so happy you're here. You know what? Actually, there is something that I want to get your input so everybody could hear your take on this, because I know it's brilliant. And one of the things that I just popped into my brain, it was that in my brain, in my intuition, was how, and I talk a lot about this too, and I know you do, and I would love a different perspective of how people take their journey, their healing, their restoration, things happening in their body, and how they don't take ownership in it. And how important it is that we have to take ownership of what's happened in our life, why it's happened, rather than just, you know, so often people say, well, I'll take that pill and I'll just sit back. I'm just going to sit back and it's going to be all better. And what you notice about that, of having to have an active role in your life always and not beyond just connection, like action and noticing how you have to always see what's co-creating in here before you're even looking out here in the external.
Yeah. I think we just get disconnected. It's like we treat our bodies like some weird car that has been attacked by other things or something, you know, and we don't understand that it's like
rusted, or people just think that your body is just naturally supposed to get old and deteriorate like an old rusty car.
I think one thing is, okay, and this is too clear a split, but the difference between sort of a physical journey on the planet and a spiritual journey.
Yes.
Which kind of leads into sort of why I'm making the choices I'm making right now, because, for example, so in the East, they would talk about the four stages of life in a spiritual journey.
Yes.
And the first stage was a child or a student, and you're completely dependent and you're learning and gathering, and then you become a householder. And that may mean children, it may not, but it's contributing to the village, it's being a part of the world, it's running the kids to hockey, it's donate, it's volunteering, it's being a part of, you know.
Yeah.
And then when that part of your life is over, you release everything and you become a forest dweller, and you sort of reap the wisdom of the previous two times. And maybe that's when you teach, maybe that's when you share, maybe that's when you connect with God, because you actually have the time and the brain space to do it.
Yeah.
And then when that's complete, you're a sage, which is the part that we don't understand. When you go to India and you see these sadhus and these wise men sitting on the side begging, and people are like, well, they're just begging. It's like, no, they've gone through these four stages of a spiritual life.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, the student phase, the householder phase, these are spiritual journeys. Having children is a spiritual journey. It's a time of growth for everyone. It's not just getting people from A to B. It's not just getting us from A to B, or looking good, or having the perfect body, or having the perfect partner. Every single experience, there's a richness.
There's a reason too. Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, when we're sick, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's part of the journey. So it's a case of going, interesting. What's going on with that? As opposed to just going, if you're really locked into that physical journey, then all that matters, success means I got from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Which means I need the magic pill. I need the person to heal me. I need something to happen. I can't change anything because I'm too busy, but I just need something from the outside so I can get from point A to point B. But then, and that's the shift, right? And as soon as you go, okay, maybe B doesn't matter.
Yeah. I love what you just said about there. So something shows up in our body that isn't not, that seems foreign. So rather than going, oh, I get pain. Yeah, somebody else fix it. Because we all know that we can have some people help us is what we do help, but you got to do that action. But I love what you just said about interesting. Why are you there? What are you showing me? And I love, and you know this, about talking to the body and why we got to talk to the body. And if all of you listening, that should be, I believe, that number one thing in your toolbox when something shows up is, well, you said interesting. Why are you there? What are you showing me? That, there's so much energy behind what you just said there.
Well, and I think of you all the time because, of course, we first met because I was sick and you helped me. So you were that person. But what was fascinating is, yes, you totally helped me and healed me. But it was the other 98% I think that actually affected me.
Yes.
And so now when something comes up, I'll think, sometimes I do think, oh, I should call Tracy.
Yeah.
And then, but then I think, wait a minute, what would Tracy say?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I sit with it and I go, oh, I already know what Tracy's going to say.
Yeah. I love it because it's so true. Because when you connect and you're listening, you're like, oh, okay, why are you there? Why are you showing up? And that's so that we become guides in people's lives. So yes, the energy transfers. Yes, that Hanukkah goes through and does those beautiful things. But the one thing I've noticed is, and this is where you're so brilliant because you pay so much attention to what's going on in your system, which has literally transformed your whole reality. And it is that listening and it is having that awareness. And again, that's why anybody who has not picked up a copy of your book is crazy. And both books, like I know we're going to talk about tantric intimacy next time, but get them both. You're on Amazon anyways, get them both. So that's what I'm just saying, or you're there. I want to let our listeners know you have now, by listening to spirit, because I know we have a good 20 minutes here and I really want to explore more of this with you. You have recently decided to make a huge shift in your life by listening to spirit. I'm getting chills as I'm discussing this. This is like a great space. And what I also can see is many people, I think you're going to shake them enough to go on a whole new journey. Are you like, let us know, where are you going? Where is Katrina going? Why? What was this moment of? It is time for an adventure. Because trust me, guys, you want to start following her on all her social media because these are going to be really cool adventures.
Yeah, I decided to sell everything and basically become a nomad. Like I'll still have my primary address here at my dad's. I love being 50 and now I live at my dad's again. It's like awesome.
Well, you need an address somewhere, right? Yeah. You got to come back up into Canada. You need an address somewhere. Yeah.
I like being Canadian. It's good.
Yeah.
But so it's real. And it's funny because this started whispering in my ear about 4 years ago. I owned a train station in Goderich where I did all my teaching and everything. Yeah. And I sold it. It was like this thing inside of me was like, it's time to go. I had divorced and my kids had flown. They had gone off to school and traveling. Yeah. And I realized that whatever I was doing, and I'd been teaching and everything was great and had a great life, everything was fine. But I was meant to fly. I was meant to go. And so I sold my train station and I moved everything I taught online. And I sort of began the journey. And my daughter was in Finland at the time. And so I traveled over to see her. I was teaching a workshop in Sweden. And I traveled around for a while. And I actually got really lonely. Yeah. I didn't like it very much. I still had a home in Goderich, but I traveled for about 5-6 weeks and I went, time to come home.
Yeah.
And then other things happened. I realized that there were some health things I had to take care of.
Yeah.
But what was interesting about that is I believe it was still all part of the plan because I was meant to sit still. It wasn't time yet. It's almost like the idea was right. And I think sometimes we get into trouble there. We have the idea and we think, okay, now. But it's like, there's not, you know, like in the movies, there's always a calendar on the wall that tells you when it's going to happen. It's like, that's not how it works. It's all we get is the idea. And we sort of have to have the patience to wait until the time is right.
Yeah.
And the time wasn't right. And so I had to sit still and I moved to Toronto. And that's when I wrote Tantric Intimacy. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was coming through. And the book was finished. It went off to the publisher and I was supposed to leave Toronto. And I came here to Stratford and And then 4 days ago, I gave my landlords notice that that would be the end. And as of November 1st, I would begin to travel and teach. And one of the interesting things about it was, in the loneliness piece, is that I wasn't meant to live in hotels.
Yeah.
That I actually have friends all over the world. I have students all over the world. I have people who have invited me to come and stay in their homes and be with them and be with their families. And not, I mean, not long-term or anything, but for as long as I'm there. And I travel, you know, even in Ontario over the last 6 months, and I'll go to someone's home and they'll say, you know, I've got like a pile of friends. Could we just have a talk? And then all of a sudden we're having some great talk. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, how about we do a day? Wouldn't that be great? And then all of a sudden there's this kind of organic creation of something. And that seems to be what's coming. And
you're listening to spirit, because that is all so God-driven, right? When people are just like, all of a sudden they're just coming. It's like people just show up. The doors are opening and you can stay. And to take this leap of faith and to just go where you're guided is, I always like to say, it would be such a wonderful gift if everybody could learn to not second guess what you feel, what you know you're being guided to do, and just do it, right? Because then the fear comes in, we justify. And you've gotten so over that. You don't have that fear. You don't justify. You're listening. And even when I say, when that hand of God and that spirit gives us a message to do something, and we're like, what the heck? Really? We would do that. But you do it. And this beautiful, beautiful, glory space opens of blessings and more synchronicities and more people, and everything's taken care of. And this is what I want people that are listening to you to understand, that you've achieved that space. And I know it's such a beautiful place when we listen to spirit all the time. And it's one of the things I do love so much about you, because you're one of the few people I know that lives like me that way, where it's like, yes, we listen. We either have to wait, because timing can be a pain for people, or then we come into it. And I just am so loving when I hear people like you that don't question what that inner guidance is.
Well, and the other thing I just want to add before we break, yeah, is that I do chew this up with my friends.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like I just sit and I meditate and all of a sudden, absolutely, like, oh, yeah. Like, it's not like that.
No.
If you ask my friends or, yeah, my sisters, they're like, oh my God, like, really? Like, I'm like, oh, what about this? What about this? And I don't know. And da, da, da. But even in that sort of, I'm a very verbal,
yes,
I process things verbally. And so my friends are like, we've been listening to this for a while now.
Yeah. You
know, Katrina tries to hear the timing of things. Yeah. So it's not instant. Like, it's
no,
not a...
And that's how it isn't. And that, I'm glad you clarified that, because I'm like you, I have to talk things through, but we get it. We listen to it. We talk it through and we know it happens. So when we're just going to run to break. But when we come back, there was something we were talking about the other day that I want to discuss a little bit more with our listeners before we go, is when we have successful spaces in our life, and that it's okay to give them up. Because that point, when you brought that up, we were talking about brilliance. So again, let our listeners know where they can get a hold of you one more time, and then we'll come back right after break.
Yeah. Well, I actually have two websites, KatrinaBoss.ca. And then, yes, if the Tantra piece, and it's not just about sex, it's very,
yes, simple,
is fusiontantra.com. And
excellent.
So both those websites have lots of fun stuff.
Please check them out, guys. We will be back right after the break with Katrina Boss. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. We're here with Katrina. And before we left for break, I want to talk to you about success. We have had this conversation that I think people need to hear about. And when you've had so many things that have been very successful in your life, I know I have been blessed. And we were having this conversation of how people find it so odd to let go of something that's successful. So I would love to hear your take on that again, and because people must look at you and go, why would you leave? You have good workshops, you have good books. Why would you change at the height of this success? What would you say to that?
I know. I think it's a very funny pattern. I mean, it's not a funny pattern. It's just life. Yeah. Because we sort of come out of a place where it's like, you want to get a good factory job that you can stay till the rest of your life, and then you get a good pension. Like, it's a very safe thing. And I think it's a good thing because we've come out of a very unsafe time. So that's our foundation. Yeah. So the idea of leaving a good job or leaving a situation that just isn't ideal, you know, it's sort of like back when, I remember when I was first married, I would hear women talk about their marriage and they would be like, well, I mean, and like, are you happy? Like, well, he doesn't beat me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right?
And you're like, but there was a time when that was because you couldn't get divorced. Yeah. You couldn't get, like, historically, again, this makes sense.
Correct.
Like, he doesn't beat me. He doesn't go to the bars and drink. He doesn't do this. He hasn't fooled around. So what can I possibly complain about?
Yeah.
So we've sort of been trained up into this idea that, well, if it isn't super negative and it's not harming me, then I may as well stay because at least it's safe.
Yeah.
And so it's a very interesting thing to actually say, well, what if this is awesome and your app's just simply called to something else and you just go somewhere else? And, you know, I remember even when my husband and I split, people were like, oh my God, what happened? And they were waiting for this big bad that must have happened. And it was like, we were together for 20 years and our paths just diverged. Like, we just had different paths to take and that was it. Like, it's not really interesting.
Which is loving, right? When you can look at someone and say, I love you, but now it's time for us to go in our new ways.
And we get to explore different things. And it's not and it's the same with business to actually say, you know, because for example, I live in this beautiful place. I have lots of friends. Canada's awesome. I have a great man. Everything's great. Yeah. And yet this is the call.
So you need to follow.
And that was a huge barrier, almost big, saying, what are you thinking? Like, this is so counterintuitive. Like, it's not counterintuitive, it's counterculture to say, but everything's fine. You must be running from something. You must be whatever.
Oh, like, yes, that one. Yes.
You know, and it's like, no, I'm not. And, but again, I think it's a different time. And I think this is what's really important. Like, it's 2018, like, and I, you know, not to sound super flaky, but
yeah,
the time is different. That
it is.
You actually, we change so fast.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, ugh. And I know this is overused, but it's sort of this scarcity versus abundance.
Yeah.
If you had 20 amazing jobs that you could do,
yeah,
which one would you choose?
Then
all of a sudden it's a very different situation as opposed to saying, no, this one is good enough. I don't think anything else is possible. And I'm just going to put my head down and make it work. Because we've...
Then they lock all their... Then now they're in limitations. They have... They've totally... People have forgotten that the world is limitless. And it's interesting when you're saying, when I sold my first company at 26, it was at the height. And people were like, why? And it was in... I had a massive video store. So imagine in like the 90s, they were big, right? But it's like, they're coming knocking now because it's big. It's the height. So you leave. They're not going to come knocking in 10 years. So they hang on. And that's what people do in life, right? They hang on rather than saying we're at the peak here. Now let's create something different and move into this new space and see all these beautiful opportunities. But I love what you just said about the scarcity. It's like, but this is here right now. This is what I have right now. And they hold on so tight that it actually ends up crumbling over time.
You know, it makes me think of, I wish I could think straight, but yeah. I can think straight, but there's interesting people in the world that keep building. Yeah. Like Steve Jobs is the only one in my mind right now, but people
Richard
like
Branson.
Yeah. Richard Branson. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who Richard Branson's a great example where he builds this company. It's amazing. Yeah. He goes, oh my gosh, I built that. What else could I build? And then he moves on to the next thing and he builds that. And he goes, oh, that was fun. Let's go build something else.
Yeah.
And that is such an amazing inspiration. To say that was successful. Wow. What if it's almost like, you know, saying, wow, I just ran a 5K. Maybe I could run a half marathon.
And that energy, when you bring that up, like it feels so vibrant. It's so, you know, you pull that in. And if people, we could start to get them, and I'll thank that I'm doing the shift for everyone listening, we can get them to pull that energy in rather than the scarcity and understand that the adventures and the space that are coming, they're right here. It's like a frequency match. Pull it in. And then you're constantly creating, not worrying about the lack. But we all know the lack and the fear. That could be a whole other hour of letting that go. But I love this because you, again, like when we find these successes and we can say, let's build something new and this one will either ride or fade away. And that's okay. And, you know, looking at even reading through your book again and understanding more of your journey and for people to know that it's okay to let things go. And it's okay to say, that didn't work out the way I thought, so now I'm going to do something different and not get caught up in the emotion about it. Just go, okay, what's next?
The other thing is that there's a perception, like a fear that other people will think you're a failure.
Yeah.
And that's a really big deal to get over, is to get over the opinion of other people.
Oh, huge.
Because as soon as, you know, and I had to get over it even when
I had to get over it, trust me. Yeah, I've been so there. Yeah.
100%. So then if you make a decision, and what if people don't understand? What if they make up things? What if they make up stories? It's like, well, then they're really bored.
Yeah. And you know what?
There's nothing else interesting there.
I remember a time when I had a very public life as Miss Calgary, and there were stories all the time. And I'm like, what the heck? Where are those coming from? But I kept saying that they're bored. They were hurtful. I had to learn to work through it, but they were bored, right? So you said that very, very well. I am like, I can't believe our hour is up. This is like, been amazing. I can't wait to have you back. Again, before we go, please, one more time, tell them where they can get this incredible book and Tantric Intimacy. Let's give both websites because I really want them to start to understand more of your journey. Because I said it and I can't say it enough. The anointings, the blessings in this book, if you can grab a copy. And I believe if people are coming to the live event that I'm holding on Thursday, you're going to have copies there.
Yeah.
And she's coming. You can have a chance to meet her. And we're doing it at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga. If you're in the Toronto area, come. And this, you want a copy of this book. So where can they get it? How can they find you? And how can they follow your adventures?
Amazon chapters, anything online. The other thing I wanted to mention is I have a YouTube channel, but it's very scant right now, but it's going to get way bigger because as I'm traveling, I'm going to put everything online for free and free courses. Excellent. So there'll be lots of opportunity there. But definitely get on my email list at katrinaboss.ca, and then you'll get everything.
Email list. And I promise that as soon as you get your YouTube channel running, you will be able to get in. If you're in my newsletter at tracyalclark.com, we will let you know when her channel is live. We will let you know where to find it. So you'll please let us know when that's live. So I want you to follow her adventures because I can't wait. I have chills every time I talk about your adventures. This is going to be an incredible journey, and maybe I'll have to come join you on some of those adventures. I'll be free. So thank you everyone for staying with us for this hour. We will have Katrina Boss back. Check her out, and we will see you next week, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. We will continue to uplift you, inspire you, and really get you in charge of your life so you can connect directly to that hand of God. Have a great week, everyone, and we will see you next week on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.